This is Dr. Mejia, the clinical patient, Darlene Freites, F-R-E-I-T-E-S, medical record 146-600-7-12-1977. Referring physician, Dr. Leslie Garcia. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedures, cost, nerve polypectomy, biopsies. Date of the procedure, January 5th, 2022. Indications, abdominal pain, GERD, diarrhea, nausea. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, few polyps in the body of the stomach. Number 2, diffuse gastritis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, 2 colon polyps removed, per paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, cecum, terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph, upper procedure as per double template, per terminal ileum was also examined, per paragraph, findings, otopharynx appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus appear normal, per paragraph, stomach is diffuse, patchy erythema in the antrum and body, biopsies taken, lateral H. pylori, per paragraph, there's diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken, per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the rectosigmoid colon, there's a C-cell polyp flat about 5 millimeters removed by cold nerve polypectomy, per paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters per removed by cold biopsy polypectomy, per paragraph. Descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Spinal flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, period. Terminal ileum appear normal, per paragraph. Biopsy taken from the right colon, left colon, and transverse colon, rule out microscopic colitis, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Number 5, high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, she is to follow up in geophysics in 3 to 4 weeks.